Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's episode 31 of the 5 Minute Major Podcast of St. Louis. If you couldn't tell, man, we are super happy right now.
Yeah.
Not Love just and happy. Life. Yeah. Not just happy, but super confident in the Blues. Six in a row. This post Four Nations team is a different breed right now. We bought into Monty's system. This team is playing like
Cup Run Miracle Team, baby.
It's playing like 6 years ago right now, and we might be that team. We just might be that team. We'll be getting into it. We'll run through a little bit of NHL news, and then we'll talk about the Blues games, and then of course Dvorsky debuted. Awesome stuff. We were there. It was cool to see. And then we'll kind of talk about, it'll just be a little open session.
Yeah.
Probably for only like 5 to 10 minutes. We'll try and keep it a little short, but we got a lot of good stuff to talk about. So
we
might be ranting a little bit. So, Josh, how are you doing? I know you're busy.
Oh my gosh. I'm tired of being an adult. I'm tired of packing up a house right now. I am over it. I got about a week to have everything ready to go in this house on the market. So, God willing, we will be ready come next week. But until then, I am going to have a lot of lack of sleep nights and early mornings. But we're thriving and surviving today. So that's all I can say. Swain is safely up in Canada. So she made it there for her nice journey up for her program, her schooling she's going to for the Air Force. And what can I say? I'm just rocking it here and enjoying my lovely Blues hockey.
Yeah, you get a little bit more time with the Blues before you head out. This is good timing, though, man. This team is something
so
special
good.
Right now. We'll get into it in a little bit. Let's run through a little bit of the NHL news. I'll let you start because I'm not sure which Pettersson this is.
Yes, so the good old Vancouver Canucks Elias Pettersson is out for the next 4 games with an undisclosed injury, which in that case, this is the nail in the coffin for the Vancouver Canucks, in my opinion. Like, if you just lost your best player at this point.
Quinn Hughes. Well, man.
Quinn Hughes. I mean, you lost your best forward, which there's also a debate that maybe Brock Besser or Jake DeBrusk are better than him.
Connor Garland,
baby. Dakota Joshua.
Yeah.
But so undisclosed injury, it's kind of hush hush at this point, but I find it very hard to see them sticking in this race.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. He finally started contributing and now he's going to be hurt for 4 games, which stinks for them. Hughes is playing hurt. He plays like 30 minutes a night. What a workhorse, but just sucks for him right now. Demko's back. I don't think he's going to make that big of a difference. He's a great goalie. He's got problems, man. Like, I just think he should retire. Like,
honestly, I
feel bad for
if
him.
If they're out of it, just shut him down for the year. Like,
yeah, you have
just
to
be like, you're done. You need to get healthy. You need to fix what's going on. And let's play some of the younger goalies. And I mean, just ride it out. Because I think there is going to be either a retool or rebuild coming here for Vancouver with them trading JT Miller and some other decisions that are coming up. I mean, you're shopping everyone.
Yeah, I think that we talked about this. They missed an opportunity to sell high on a couple people. I mean, we could have done the same thing, but they were right in the race, so you can't blame them. They probably thought the same thing Armstrong did. But
you sold JT Miller and didn't get that great of a haul.
Yeah, unfortunately. And I think Cooley got hurt, too.
Yeah.
Their team's interesting, man. They're still all right, but they're starting to lose pace, and it's Calgary's turn now to see if they can figure it out and beat us. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a great segue.
Yeah.
We on our list here, Blues and Flames. Like, this wild card race is bonkers. They have 3 games in hand on us,
which is mind-boggling.
It's
and
unreal.
Infuriating. Like,
I genuinely don't understand how we are playing all of these back to backs this month and all these teams are 2 or 3 games in hand on us. Like, catch them up with us.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen until like April, like mid April, the end of the year.
Yeah.
So we really need to keep beating these teams.
You have to just keep winning. Like,
yeah, we're doing it.
Yeah, we are.
But like, eventually we're going to get exhausted. Like the last game that we'll talk about against the Predators, we still won 4-1, but my God, we have to be exhausted after that game. Yeah. Like another back-to-back hard fought game. Like, whew, I don't know.
They're finding a way to do some maintenance days for some guys already.
Which
so
is
like,
crazy to think about.
You're rocking and rolling.
Yeah. Yeah. The Wild, they're struggling a little bit to stay afloat. I mean, I think they're on a 3-game win streak right now, so good for them. Their goaltending has been unreal.
Yeah.
And Brodin just got back, but still no Kaprizov.
Yeah. They had the chance to separate themselves from the second wild card spot in the teams competing right now, and they did not. And now teams are going to be biting on their heels. The Blues are 4 points out from them.
The Blues are 4 points out of the first wild card. We were laughing at the game. We're like, how is this even happening? Like, are we going to have to play Vegas in the first round?
Which at this point, and we talk about this, I want the Winnipeg Jets in the first round.
Of course.
Give me the Winnipeg 100%. Jets, because when it comes to the playoffs, we have their number.
Yeah, and Hellebuck, I still don't know if he's this playoff like choke artist or what. It's weird.
It happens when you run the man to the ground. You run him to the ground all season long.
I don't know. Their team's been playing so good, he shouldn't be tired. I don't think he should be tired.
Like, I mean, he played all the Four Nations games except one. I guess Ottinger got a game in there. But like,
yeah. But that's staying loose. So did Benner. Yeah. Anyways, I don't know. It's going to be a really close one. Blues just need to keep winning. Montreal on Tuesday. We'll get into that.
Patty Maroon. With the hanging up the skates, giving a good old retiring this year. Kind of surprised. I was not expecting that, to be honest. I thought he maybe have one more year in him. But I think this Chicago team has just put a nail in him. Like, and I mean, he's leaving with 3 Stanley Cup rings. So, I mean, heck of a career. St. Louis hockey player, St. Louis high school hockey player. And I think he's just deciding it's time to put family first. And his son is playing some good hockey now, too, and growing up quick. So good for him. Great career. We love you. You helped bring the first cup home to St. Louis. I don't know where we would have been without you in that run, but happy you were a Blue.
Yeah, just a crazy career, man. He's played on a lot of teams. He's bouncing around kind of on those 1-2 year deals forever. Got super lucky, like, to sign in Tampa. Tampa knew what they were doing, man. They still do. And he won 3 in a row. Then he kind of bounced a little bit. I mean, he was on Boston, Minnesota. Like, weird teams. Now Chicago, which is even weirder. But I'm glad he's retiring a winner, man. Like,
oh, yeah.
Absolute legend. Absolute legend. And then before we get into the recent games, they just announced Dylan Holloway's the third star of the week with 7 points in 4 games. I mean, if you can't be happy enough and if you can't laugh at him enough, the Oilers, thank you very much. We'll say it every episode.
Every episode.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I think you could have made an argument here, too, that Kyrou could have been in the 3 stars there, too.
Oh, I agree. But Jack Eichel and Gustafson, you know, were lights out as well. Yeah. You kind of have to separate the wealth, I think, if you're the NHL. But Kyrou probably could have been up there, too.
Yeah. But moral of the story is, Edmonton, I'm really sure you'd like to have a 30 goal scorer and a puck-moving defenseman. But at least you got Jake Walman, baby. Oh man, we can't help it. We like to be not biased, but good lord, you dropped the puck there.
So funny. He might beat Kyrou in points this year if he just like keeps assisting all of these goals. Mm-hmm. Like he might finish with like 70.
Which would be insane.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God. Anyways, all right.
He's 23, so we're not even in the prime. So, good lord.
Knowing Doug Armstrong, this is you got to give him that 8-year deal. Yeah, like
he gets the 8-year, or you're locking both Broberg and him up for 7 years.
Yeah, we talked about that, too. I think 7 years at $7 million each. Just do the old Kyrou Thomas thing with those two.
Yeah.
They're not like your core guy, they're your core guys, but they're not like your superstar who get paid the mm-hmm. most. You give them a little bit less, a little less term, or same term, a little less money. Like, the I other don't thing care. Just keep
them. I wonder if you can do Broberg at a 4 or 5 year deal at $6.5 million. So he's matching what Pareko's making.
Yeah. That might be. God, that Pareko deal's a steal, huh?
Yeah.
People thought that contract was
bad.
That
was listed as one of the worst contracts in the NHL. Suck it, NHL. It is not.
No. He was literally in, like, Norris Trophy conversation before he busted his knee up.
Also,
which he could be coming back.
Yeah, before we hop into the games, and we'll run through these real quick. I mean, we're doing this without Colton Pareko, folks. Like, good Lord. And we didn't even have Nick Leddy last game either. We did it with Kessel and Tucker, baby.
That's all. Dude, Tucker's been unreal.
Unreal.
Like, I'm so happy he's signed. And I'm so happy that Kessel is, too. He was pretty solid last game. And he's a great, like, just healthy scratch defenseman.
Yep. All right, okay. Games.
Yeah, let's run through these games real quick. And then we'll get back to ranting about the awesome situation we're in.
Oh, yeah.
All right, in Nashville, we won 4-1. We had Falk score, Neighbors score, and Kyrou had two. This was another one of chippy games against this team. Like, Nashville hates us. They're really bad this year, and they hate us because we're better than them.
And they're kind of dirty.
They had, like, 30 penalty minutes in this game. Yeah. I didn't even realize that. Anyways, Falk been really good.
Yeah.
He's been really solid.
And believe us, we have complained about his play throughout this season, but right now he is doing everything you could ask for.
Yeah, there's like a couple blunders, you know, whatever, but he's contributing offensively. He's playing the heavy minutes with Pareko out, and same with Fowler. They both stepped up big time. This was Holloway's first 3-assist game in the NHL. Just another 3-point night for the kid.
Good Lord.
Light it up. All right, on to the next.
All right, then we are back at home versus the Canucks. It was a playoff kind of feel.
Yeah.
You had Bolduc scored a goal. You had Broberg just do an amazing overtime. But that third period was madness.
It was nuts.
Goals from Tucker Holloway. Like, and Tucker's goal, my gosh. That guy may be the pro of just win a faceoff. Like, get the faceoff puck, just throw it on net. And just get it on net and see what happens. It somehow finds a way.
It freaked the goalie out. So he did the same thing against Utah. I was at the game in Utah with my dad, and he did the same thing. Like, he faked the fight with Spicy Tuna, with Big Tuna. Remember that? And then they dropped the puck, and he just shot it on that. Tuna was so mad at him. But this time, he just did the same thing without, you know, instigating a little fight. But God, he's been so good this year. I love the kid.
But good stuff. Can we talk about Broberg's overtime goal? That is his, like,
that's his bread and butter now.
His bread and butter goal. Like, it's insane.
Yeah, the forehand backhand.
It's that forehand backhand. He ends up off of his skate somehow, always Gordie Howe style, and just puts that puck in. And we had
actually crazy.
I did not think we were going to pull that game out.
I know. I was, oh my God. I was at the game with my dad, dude, and I was like, oh my God, 4 seconds. Like, we just needed 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Luckily, we pulled that out because that was a huge 2 points, genuinely. Yes. No matter what, it's still a huge 2 points. Okay, then we played the Blackhawks 2 days later. This was a rough start. Like, we looked tired.
It was bad. It was bad. I guess a bad team.
Real tired. Yeah.
And you're kind of sitting there worrying we're about to play down to their competition. That's where I started to freak out a little bit. I was like, this Blackhawks and that Predators game were trap games where you're just like, oh, are we going to get a letdown?
Yeah, well, it's just kind of the way the schedule's panned out is we're playing against a bunch of teams that want to beat us because they're in our division and hate us, and but they stink. So it's like it's a definite trap game. We ended up pulling it away 4-1, the fourth line. Yes, they had the best
Corpse and game. Walker, but let's give a shout-out to Radek Fox on that game. My gosh.
Yep.
Yeah, he set up.
He's one of those people this year that was getting a lot of hate, and he's the player that me and you were definitely high on. We're like, we don't get how people are mad at him. Besides, like, the 6-game penalty streak he had, he's been really solid. And that line is just constantly buzzing. And now they're contributing offensively. Like Torpchenko, dude, he looks like the 20 goal scorer.
Yeah, we were saying we just need Torps to get going. And now he's going. Yes. But the whole team is going. And there's a vibe and a feeling.
Yeah,
and I love it.
There's a huge vibe right now.
Like, there's almost an arrogance in that locker room, but I love it. It's a feeling that we got this.
I think it's a humble arrogance. Like,
yeah.
Like I said, they mentioned how they feel like a family right now. Like, that's huge.
Yeah.
But then you're going out and you're playing mean, man. Like, you're beating up on people when they're trying to beat up on you, especially this next game, dude. Like, that was a dirty game. There were some dirty hits. The referees stunk to high heaven. I mean, like, one of the most lopsided called games against the Blues I think I've ever seen. Yeah, and we still ended up winning 4-1.
Yeah, and I mean, this Nashville game is...
We were there, buddy. It was wild.
It was wild, and I think it was the most frustrating I think the whole arena has felt. But we were loud. That arena was loud.
Yeah, we were mad at the refs there. I'm trying to remember all the missed calls. I mean, there were a couple, like, trips that clear as day they missed.
Yeah, missing the trips. I think the biggest one to me is that Masterschult runs Broberg and falls over. Broberg doesn't do anything and gets called for a trip.
Just insane.
Like, one of the worst officiating games. And, like, don't get me wrong, it's a hard job being an official in the NHL. But there is some accountability that goes with it. And come on, y'all. That was really bad.
I mean, this is where people start questioning why we don't interview them after games.
Yeah.
But Montgomery went out there like two, 3 minutes before the last period started, and he was talking to them. He was upset. And Broberg had 3 penalties in this game, and I'd say 2, maybe all of them were bad calls.
Yeah.
The hook was probably a good call. He was holding, hooking was a little bit.
And the high stick he did, it was more of the shaft of the stick.
But it wasn't even like...
The guy played it and embellished it like no other.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
The head throwback. I agree.
He was just trying to do one of these, like, lift over, and it just barely skimmed. And he was like, ugh. Anyways, Nashville's a dirty team, dude. I love playing against them, though, because they stink.
Oh, my gosh.
And they can't score. So it's like...
It's going to be a bloodbath, and you're going to be at the game in Nashville.
Yeah.
And my gosh...
I'm not saying a word in the stands. I'm not getting in a fight in Nashville, dude.
Oh, like, my gosh.
Like, I'm just going to be sitting there laughing.
I really think they're going to start the fourth line again, and I assume Walker and McCarron are going to fight.
Yeah, that McCarron guy's a little dirty.
Either him or Tucker's fighting him. Someone's fighting McCarron because he's going to come out for blood. Also, they're going to run Bolduc.
Yeah. They might run at Kyrou, though. They tried to run at who did they run? They ran at Thomas the last game. Thomas, and the game before that, when they tried to run at somebody else.
Yeah.
Was it Bush?
Yeah. Well, and the other thing, you're sitting there and O'Reilly's like standing there as Shen's talking, and O'Reilly's just like, I know. Can't really argue this because
O'Reilly's still a team player. He ended up taking a trip when we were on that 5 minute major penalty kill. He took
still
a trip
home. The Blues one way or another.
He made 2 minutes of 4-on-4, and then it was only 3 minutes of 5-on-4. So that was awesome, dude. Another thing, we mentioned that Predators can't score. They literally played Marchessault, Stamkos, O'Reilly, Forsberg, and Evangelista Shea. They had them out there for that entire.
Every single power play. They were the only ones on the ice. No one else touched the ice in this period.
I don't think
also,
so.
Talk about a game where I just didn't feel like I saw Roman Josi.
Hurt?
Like.
No, he's hurt.
Oh, he's hurt. Oh, God. Well, that's why. Now I just feel like an idiot.
No, we would have noticed Josi. He's a phenomenal player.
But
that's another reason they stink. Like. And they didn't even have Saros in that. Like,
but like you didn't like the big guys. You didn't know, like O'Reilly. You noticed because he's
a little bit.
He moves the puck well. He wins.
Yeah,
but
I only noticed Marchessault because he ran at Broberg, and the only reason that started is because Torpchenko late Toropchenko laid a huge hit on him in the corner, and it was a good hit, but it was a little borderline boarding. Yeah. Dude, he got up and came up for blood. It was like when Tory Crew got held by Perron in front of the net in the cup finals, and that just literally charged right at Thomas and jumped into him.
Hence the reason we have the new NHL rule where if your helmet comes off, you got to go to the bench or put it right back on.
It might be part of it.
Yeah. Thanks, Tory. That being said, though, if you want a $100 jersey, they have plenty at the Blues Arena.
Yeah, they do.
Jakub Vrána, a Kasperi Kapanen, a Nick Leddy, a Kevin Hayes, or a quadruple X Sammy Blay.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a rack. It's right by where like Reagan and the Blues girls do the timeout. Mm-hmm. Festivities with the puck shuffle and all that. If you guys go to that little shop there and you really are fiending for a jersey, just go buy a $100 one. Yeah. I mean, you could go get a Vrána, take the name off, and wait till Dvorsky takes number 15 and then just put Dvorsky on it. Yeah. You know, something like that. But anyways, we digress. Blues are on a 6-game win streak. We're 4 points up on Calgary, but they have 3 games in hand. It's just insane. Vancouver, we're up, I think, 5 points, and they have 2 games in hand, and then we're only 4 points behind the Wild. We have 10 games left in this season, man. This next game against Montreal is a huge one. They're a team that's buzzing right now. They're currently in the wild card spot and kind of solidifying it with Ottawa, which is wild, and I love to see it. Cole Caulfield, let's talk about him a little bit.
33 goals, man.
33 goals. Shout out Empty Netters podcast. They have been saying that he's a 40 goal scorer for like 2 years straight now, and they had the longest thread I've ever seen in Twitter history for every goal he scored, and they keep saying he's a 40 goal scorer. Well, I think he is, man. When he came into the league, I was so high on him. I thought he was going to win a Calder Trophy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a beast of a hockey player, and I think it's even better that he has Martin St. Louis as his coach.
It's a lot, who's
a little engine that could back then. You know,
I think he is the player today because of St. Louis.
Great underrated coach,
in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah, he's picked this team up, and it doesn't even seem like they have a superstar. You know, like maybe Caulfield, and that's like it.
You got Caulfield.
Suzuki's like a B-tier superstar. Like,
and then you got B-tiers and Line A and Gallagher.
Right, right. When we haven't heard anything from Line A since he did like 5 power play 1 T goals when he came back from injury, and then I haven't heard from him since.
Got 17 goals.
That's crazy. Good for him.
Yeah.
So, the Blues, they're going for 7 straight. We'll probably see Hofer in this game. We'll see, though.
Know.
I think we want Benny in Nashville.
That's true.
So I don't know.
We'll
see.
Gonna
be close.
It's been the 1-2-2 where it's one game Hofer, two for Benner.
Yeah.
I think Benner's better on home ice usually.
He has been unreal on home ice.
So
this year.
I feel like you're gonna probably see Benner in net. I'm just making, and then I think Hofer on the road in Nashville.
It's gonna
also
yeah.
for the sake of like. I don't know what Nashville is going to be like and what they're doing to the goalie and the goalie crease, and which it scares me a little bit to have Benner in the net.
Yeah.
They like to get
their whack. It scares
me
for anybody to be in the net, though.
Yeah,
their
hacks and whacks in at the ends of plays. Which
I genuinely think the refereeing was the main reason why there was so much extracurricular. Like extra, I can't even say the word.
Extracurricular?
Right, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I got you. I got
so much extra junk after the whistle. Like, it was so bad.
Which, don't get me wrong, I don't agree with the call that Walker got. Like, come on. Like, 10-minute misconduct. Like, you had already lost control of the game, and that wasn't going to fix it.
Yeah, it just made it worse, honestly. Yeah. Like, it doesn't even matter now. But the Blues have to come out and, I think, stay competitive against Montreal. I wouldn't say we have to win. I think you have to win on Thursday in Nashville.
Yeah,
I think that's the bigger test is sweeping the season series against these losers and putting them in their grave for this year and I
just
going
want least,
on from there
at least a point in this Montreal game.
Agreed. It's gonna be tough, man. They're rolling right now. I can't believe they're doing it without like a really solid goalie. I guess Montembeau's like solid.
Not bad. He's not great. But he's
reminds me
more,
of like Aiden Hill. He's like an Aiden Hill.
He's got more wins than Benner.
True. Bennington did have a rough start. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see, everybody. This is just a great time to be a fan of Blues hockey. A great time to be a fan of hockey. It's nearing that crunch time where everything is all out.
Yeah.
You put it all out on the ice every game. You don't care if you're hurt or not. And then the playoffs come, and even that, that's even better, as we all know. So if the Blues can finally get back in, riding this hot streak, man, we might be an issue depending on who we play. And
shout out to Spittin' Chicklets. Paul Bissonnette back at the Winter Classic was like, just let the Blues team get going. Let them sneak into the playoffs, and they're a dark horse for us.
Yeah, he loves our defense, dude. He loves how old and wily veterans is what he calls them.
Also,
he loves it.
Let's going back to that Nashville. Like, guys were making runs at Ryan Suter. I'm like, come on. Like,
well, we were up there. Like, there's no way that just happened.
Yeah,
like Suter, the whistle blew, and he's just in the corner like this. Like, he puts his hands up like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like he's been around the league for 1,500 games. Like, there's some things you just can't do.
You can't. We didn't take a run at Stamkos. We didn't take a run at O'Reilly.
No.
We didn't take a run at Forsberg. We only took a run at Marchessault because he ran at us.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do, you know?
Which, talk about two guys that were trash-talking each other the whole game. Broberg and Forsberg, that whole game, were chirping. Which will be hilarious. They'll be teammates come the Olympics. So it's hilarious how that works.
We saw a bunch of funny stuff last game, man. It was wild.
Yeah.
God, what a game.
Old Duke gets fined, no suspension.
Looks yeah.
$2,200. Yeah. It's the highest. I think it's like $2,249, which is the highest they can fine you for a cross check.
Oh, okay. Because I'm pretty sure it's $5,000 for, like, pretty much a suspension, but not a suspension. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good that he's not getting sussied, but I think he probably deserves a game.
Yeah.
In so reality.
You watch the replay. Like, he gets one in the ribs, and then the other one's in the back of the pants. So
yeah, but he's down and defenseless, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's also showing, like, this team is playing for each other.
Yeah. 100%. One of the most connected teams we've seen in 5 years.
Yes, I agree.
I give so much props to Montgomery, dude. Like, yeah. he gave the system to the players. They're finally feeding into it.
Mm-hmm.
And another story that I want to mention before you say your big news about the Montreal game. Braden Schenn, as we mentioned, was part of the rumors, right? Well, the team came out and, like, told him straight up, like, we need you. Don't go anywhere. This is it. We need you on this team. And that also helped him make the decision to stay. I think he wanted to stay no matter what, but that part really helped the team come together as, yeah, like, mentally, as a family, right? So
insert the clip from Miracle.
Yep. Because we're a family.
We're a family. What? A family.
We're a family. And this is the family you want to go with, to Lake Placid.
Yeah, Herb. All right.
Oh, man.
Big news, though, for the Canadiens game. I am honored to say, though, the hometown hero will actually be my dad, a proud member of the St. Louis City Fire Department for 30-plus years. He will be honored at this game. Sadly, I am working at the hospital late, so I will not be able to be present, but my mom will be over there. Be there to record a video. So if you are at the game, you are getting to listen to this podcast, record that video, upload it, tag us. Can't say enough words about how proud I am of my dad and the sacrifice he's made for my family for these 30 plus years. I mean, being part of a first responder family has been huge for me growing up. It's kind of led to why I'm in healthcare, helping people. There's just, it's a calling, and birthdays, holidays, sporting games, my dad's had to miss them, but he's there so he can help others. And that's why I am helping others in my career. It is why Swain is active military as well. So I come from a very hard rooted family, and growing family, that our dedication is to helping others. And props to my dad, and I love you, Dad. I'm super happy for you. I wish I could be there to support you. But as we know, we don't always get to pick the schedule, but we've signed up for it. So proud of you. I love you. And thank you so much for what you do, Dad. I love you.
Let's go, Mr. Coke. I love you too.
Yeah, Mikey's lived in my house enough. I lived at his house growing up. It's like one big Irish-Italian family. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, except for my family, the only Irishman was my grandfather, and he still controlled the family.
Yeah, you know, hey.
Little 25% in me is like, you know, stubborn.
I got the epitome of the Irish and German heritage
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
But Dad,
could you imagine me with blonde hair?
Oh my gosh.
That would be bad.
Could you imagine me with non-red hair? I'd be confused. It's been my identity my whole life. I'd be a different person.
I think so. You would be completely different.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Short one for everybody. We're just tired, man, after the storms and then, you know, work and just everything. You know how life goes. We hope everyone's happy and healthy. We love you guys for listening, man. Shout out to Aaron who walked up to us at the game on Sunday.
We appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you for that. Like, that stuff's really cool to us. We're gonna keep chugging along, having fun with it. Shout out across the board for doing a little partnership with us. We're gonna keep going strong with that. We have some stuff planned with them. Let's go Blues, baby. This team's so special, Josh. I'm
so excited.
I don't think there's a part of me that thinks we aren't going seven games game round one, and we're going to like OT game seven round one against the Jets or something crazy.
Yeah. With a goal from Bull Duke to win it is the epitome of the next so Jaden Schwartz there.
Oh, I like the comparison. Shout out Jaden Schwartz, bro.
Yeah, but thank you again, everyone. We love you. We appreciate you. And as always, let's go Blues.
Let's go Blues, baby. There's Goosey.
And there's Goose.